So let's start with the football deal. So do you know how the football got opened? What done it?
The football, from my understanding, was the LHSAA worked with the Attorney General's office, and Buddy sent questions to the Attorney General's office and asked, will you give us these answers? They wrote their answers in a way that gave the LHSAA freedom to open up.
Okay, so that is not even close.
Wait, can I ask a real question? Yes. Quick question. Where did you get that information? What is your source of information?
I just sat there in the meeting and I had begged.
No, but
begged
before
and
the
begged.
Meeting, before the help. I'm sorry, the help, y'all were in the House Education meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So where did you get your information before that?
Because well, you had to have okay, before football and was closed. Let me just walk you through.
Yeah, yeah,
football
yeah.
was closed.
And I was not in House Education, so
football was closed. About 6 weeks before
correct.
We found out everything was going to be stopped, one guy asked about football being opened back up.
Yeah.
He opened a Facebook page.
Okay.
Within 2 weeks, it had 23,000 parents across the state going, what is going on?
Okay.
What can we do,
sure.
et cetera. One of the football moms called me. We don't even know each other. She called me and said, I hear you're trying to fight to open football. She said, that's what we're trying to do at
yeah.
Dunham also.
Yeah.
So we gathered together.
Claire.
Yes.
Yeah, I know Claire.
And she said, let's start emailing. So we joined with the guy with the 23,000 Facebook and said, let's come together and start emailing. Who do we email? Let's email the executive committee members of LHSAA. Email your state rep. We didn't know where to focus, so we did LHSAA, executive members.
Which is right, yeah.
Everybody. Got it going. At that point, let me think what happened then. We made such a loud noise. Finally, whoever started listening and said, okay, they're not going to let this go till we do something. That was our view from the public.
Okay.
And then, I'm trying to think, it's been so long ago, because we've done so much more since that point. And then the education meeting was called. Then we rallied the troops to get everybody there. And then we showed up at the meeting, and LHSAA seemed to be for it. You know, they were for it, it seemed. And then a lot of the committee members were on board with it. They didn't seem like they were fighting it. And then the Attorney General's office, those questions got answered. And it seemed like that gave freedom to Mr. Bonney to quote, open it up. So that's just my understanding.
You go ahead.
How it opened up.
Yeah.
So, I'm so glad we're doing this.
I'm his special advisor. That's what I do. It's my job. And so for 2 weeks, I want to let you know how that happened.
Yep.
It started with him.
Yep.
Calling people into the room when nobody else was taking action.
Weeks before.
The morning of that meeting, they still were not going to open up the law.
Nope.
Wasn't going to happen. I sat in a room with him, the Attorney General, and LHSAA, and he gave them two options. Go down there and open it up, or I'm going to call a special session when we walk downstairs, and I will force you to open it up. And they said, yes, sir. They walked downstairs. He took the table first. He called the meeting. Nobody else called that meeting. That wasn't a scheduled meeting.
Nope.
He called the meeting and told them, you will open it up tomorrow. And that is exactly what happened.
Okay. Hey, y'all need to tell everybody
we
this.
Did.
We did.
This would be huge. For
Lionel
you,
Lionel.
If people
Lionel.
Knew this.
So, and he's giving you the nice version.
Yeah.
Because that's not, that. I mean.
But, okay, why wouldn't
Lionel
you tell us that? So the whole state can be like, you save football.
Because I'm not that person. You
okay.
Never, you, if you looked at my Facebook page and went through my page from start to finish for 9 years that I've been elected, I have never went on my Facebook page and praise that I did something on my own. I've never
and
been.
That's a big
I've
deal.
Never been an I person.
Do, so
never.
That I commend
it's a,
you
it's
for
a,
that.
It's a we thing up here with her and Buddy.
You will never see that.
Buddy initially started this. Buddy called me weeks ahead of time and asked, should I get an opinion from the Attorney General?
We read that.
I told Buddy from the get-go.
He started this. Buddy Mincy.
Of course.
And Larry Bagley.
That would be great. Let's get one. Not knowing what the Attorney General is going to say, but let's get one. And basically, Lionel said it right. When they came in, the news was that the High School Association was against it. That's what everybody thought, right? You know who was against it? Bessie. Bessie was the one who didn't want to cooperate. And pardon my French, but this is what I told all three of them in there. I said, we're going to open football today because we asked Bessie nicely. We're going to open football today. If not, we're going to, and I'm going to say it like I said it in there so y'all know. We're going to open football today. If not, I'm calling a special session today just for football. The governor's on board. We're going to come in. We're going to pass a bill that none of y'all will have any input in at all. At the table, you won't be able to testify anything. And we're going to give y'all three shit sandwiches that y'all going to have to eat. Now, we can either do that or we can open it up today. And that's when she finally said, after what, an hour we were in there? She said, I think we can work with this. I think we can open up football.